Proclamation number 8030 of 2nd of November, 1961. Examination of Revelations. In the spiritual kingdom, the beings' degree of maturity is decisive as to whether and to what extent they are allowed to take part in instructing people, i.e., they are authorized to do so by me. For the beings in the beyond also participate unlawfully by trying to transfer wrong thoughts to people, but this can only happen if complete indifference towards the truth enables their influence. For this reason, a distinction must always be made between obvious spiritual instructions which reach a person who consciously wants to receive such from the spiritual world and wants to live in truth, and such transmissions from the spiritual kingdom which can arise in the form of thoughts in people who, being still immature themselves, are also exposed to spiritually immature influence and who, above all, lack the desire for truth which would protect them from such influence. The human being determines the degree of truth in which he moves solely through his will. And therefore it is not easy to separate truth from error, because the human being never knows another person's spiritual maturity, and then it is also difficult for him to deduce the giver of what he represents. But again and again I want to assure you that a right desire for truth also guarantees the reception of truth, that therefore everyone who desires to stand in the truth himself will recognize what does not correspond to the truth. Therefore, if his feelings are unpleasantly touched, if he feels a quiet resistance towards the teaching or spiritual concept, then this is always a quiet warning from me to accept it. For I myself place this will of resistance into the heart of a truth-loving person, and he will also soon discover for himself the flimsiness of such teachings which do not stand up to serious scrutiny. Often enough my adversary is able to sow weeds, and again these will find good breeding ground because people lack the seriousness towards truth. But where this is present, people do not overlook the weeds but try to root them out. And misguided teachings are illuminated as such, for they can never be brought into harmony with the truth which is conveyed to you humans by me myself or by my messengers of light. For these are of the same will as me, they have completely entered into my will, they are full of light and realization. And therefore they will always be active with me and in my will, thus they will never have plans and aims other than mine. Which now also lets you understand that they are initiated into my eternal plan of salvation and also recognize it as exceedingly wise and loving. Thus they would never try to persuade me to abandon or change this plan of salvation. After all, they know that endless love, unsurpassable wisdom and strongest power underlie this plan of salvation, and that it only ever aims for the unlimited bliss of all my living creations. And I have to tell you again and again that you humans urgently need the truth, for your thinking very often goes the wrong way. You still imagine me to be all too human. You apply a wrong standard and believe that you can determine my rule and activity as it suits your wishes. And thus you also don't believe in an end according to the plan from eternity. For if such a plan is fixed, it must one day be carried out as my love and wisdom has recognized it to be right and beneficial since eternity. For I am unchanging in my nature, and thus my laws cannot change either, and according to these I must and will work, and it will come about as it is proclaimed through word and scripture. Amen.